Mr. Shriver?
Yeah.
Scott, thank you.
Yes?
Mr. Shriver, I'm 9-0.
Marge?
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
I'm going to announce your appointment at press conference.
What press conference?
This afternoon.
Well, God, I think it would be advisable, if you don't mind, if I could have this weekend, I wanted to sit down with a couple of people and see what we could get in the way of some sort of a plan, because what happens, at least my thought is that what happens is that you announce somebody or hear somebody else, and they don't know what the hell they're doing or what the program's going to be specifically, and who's going to carry it, then you're in a hell of a hole because they start calling you up and saying, well, now, what are you going to do?
Well,
carry this out and all that, and you don't
just don't talk to them. Just go away and go to Camp David. Figure it out. We need something to say to the press. We've got to say to them, and I've got to tell them what I talked to you about yesterday. And you can just take off and work out your Peace Corps any way you want to. You can be head of the committee and have some acting operator. If you want Bill to help you, I'll let him do that. I'll do anything, but I want to announce this and get it behind me so I quit getting all these other pressures. And I think you've got to do it. You just can't let me down. So the quicker we get it behind us, the better. And you can talk to him as special assistant to the president a hell of a lot easier, and you can talk to him just as peace administrator. And if they want to talk to you, you can tell them, speak for me.
Yes. Well, Mr. President.
But don't make me wait till next week, because I want to satisfy this press with something. I told them they're going to have a press meeting.
Well, let me say this,
they're going to have all these damn questions, and I don't want to be indecisive about them.
I understand. But I think that there is a point that's worthy of your consideration. It's this. Number one, I'm not going to let anybody down, last of all you. You've been terrific to me. Second, this appointment, if it's announced without the proper preparation with our people abroad around the world, as I tried to indicate to you yesterday, I think Bill will confirm this to you, Mr. President, will cause an awful lot of internal apprehension. I would like to have a chance to prepare the Corps, not only my top people here in Washington, which I can do, but I've got four or five guys coming back here from abroad right now.
But that'll leak out over 40 places, and why don't I tell them that you are not severing your connection with the Corps, that you're still going to be identified in the Corps, and the details of what you'll do there will be worked out later, and you'll announce them. But generally speaking,
Could you say this, that you've asked me to study how this thing should be carried out, and that's the way that I did for President Kennedy when he asked me to look at the Peace Corps and to study how it should be organized and carried out, and that I will do that for you, and based on what I propose, then you will make your move. Now, what I will propose, of course, is what you want to have done, but at least it doesn't look as if I have left the Peace Corps.
Let me make it clear. Let me say it. I have asked you to study this, and I'm going to ask you to direct it. That does not mean that you're losing your identification with the Peace Corps, and what responsibilities you'll have with the Peace Corps, you'll announce at a later date.
Could you just say that you've asked me to study this?
No, hell no. They've studied and studied and studied. They want to know who in the hell is going to do this, and it's leaked all over the papers for 2 weeks that you're going to do it, and they'll be shooting me with questions. They've already done it. And
I'm all set on that. The driver is going to be the person to organize this thing. He's going to study it and come in with a report to me on what he wants to do with this within the next 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it was. We spent a month getting
I want to say that you're going to be special assistant president and in charge of the poverty program, and how that affects your Peace Corps relationship, you'll still maintain it, but you'll be glad to go into that with them at a later date. At the present, you're working up the organization for this. What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem with it is that it'll knock the crap out of the Peace Corps.
Not if they tell them that you're not severing your identification with the Peace Corps.
Then you say that I'm going to continue as the director.
Well, I'll just say you're going to continue your identification with the Peace Corps. Whatever identification you want, whatever you want to do with it.
I think it would be better if you would say if you have...
Well, then they come...
...going to continue as a director.
They're going to say then, are you going to have him directing two jobs? And I'm going to say, I don't know. That's the next question, you see. I'd say he's going to continue his identification with the Peace Corps, and what capacity he'll explain to you in great detail, but he's going to see that it functions, and he's also going to take on the poverty assignment.
Well, of course, you've got the sense of the situation. I must say that I would prefer it, Mr. President, if I had a 48 hours even to work with our staff around the world so that they won't hear this over the worldwide Voice of America or something like that. They might.
It's not going to be anything but a compliment to you. They're going to be proud of you. They're going to be applauding you.
Well,
everybody is.
Bill, he would confirm to you what I'm trying to make, namely that within the Peace Corps right now, there is a very great sort of a personal problem about me with a whole lot of the people who are in it.
I'm not taking you away from that. I'm just giving you $1 billion more to work with. And you figure out how you want to work.
The thing about this last night, and I talked to a couple of fellows this morning, is that the returning Peace Corps volunteers could be of tremendous assistance.
Of course they could. They could be out here. You could build your organization out of a good many of them.
See, that's right. But what I'd like to do is to get that the way this is going to be so we integrate it, so when we announce something, we're really ready to talk about it intelligently.
Well, I don't think you can do that until you make this whole study and you come up with a message and all that'll go in the message. But I'm talking about the man that is evolving the organization and in charge of perfecting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Sergeant Shriver, and he still has his identification with the Peace Corps, and he will keep it to such extent as he deems desirable. And if you can't run a $100 million program in your left hand and a billion with your right hand, you're not as smart as I think you are.
Besides, the money's got, that's no problem at all. It's the people that I'm in.
Well, the people...
I want to keep all these people for the government that are in the Peace Corps and bring them into any other program so that they...
Well, that's good. I'm not going to sever you from the Peace Corps at all. I'm going to say that you're going to maintain your identification with the Peace Corps. And how much of the details you do, whether you hire them or sweep out the room, is going to be a matter for you to determine. And I'm going to make that clear. But I am going to make it clear that you missed poverty. And a home and abroad, you ought to be. And I don't care who you have run the Peace Corps, if you can run it, wonderful. If you can't, get Oshkosh from Chicago, and I'll name it.
I can't get anybody. The only guy that could possibly do it, Mr. President, is Bill.
Well, you can write your ticket. You can write your ticket on anything you want to do there. I want to get rid of poverty, though.
Yeah.
And you can organize the poverty right from the beginning. And you'll have to get on the message Monday. But the Sunday paper is going to say it's you, Mr. Poverty, unless you've got real compelling reasons, which I haven't heard. And I'm going to say that you're going to maintain your identification with the Peace Corps and operate it to such an extent as you may think desirable.
Yes, because you see, I thought, as I looked over the papers, it seems to me that this is a thing which ought to operate out of ATW. I don't mean this right at this moment.
It can't work out of ATW.
But I mean, it seems to me that this is a...
Well, you wait till we get by an election before we go to operating out of ATW. We got to get by this election. I've thought of all those things and got some good ideas on them, which you would approve of, but I've got an election ahead of me now.
Yeah.
What I want to say is that you...
Talk to those Peace Corps people about
Well,
that.
You go talk to them. Talk to them.
The guy's just here in Washington, but this will be a bombshell.
Not if you... Hell, it'll be a promotion. You've got your identification with the Peace Corps. You got everything you ever had there, plus this. I don't know why they would object to that. Unless you got some women that think you won't have enough time to spend with them.
Well,
you got the responsibilities, you got the authority, you got the power, you got the money. Now, you may not have the glands.
The glands?
Yeah.
I got plenty of glands.
All right. Well, I haven't. I haven't. That's one of my... I'd like to have your glands, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all you got to do is... I need Dr. Brinkley myself.
Yeah.
Some of those goat glands.
Yeah. Well, you feel that you've got to do it this afternoon?
I think I ought to. And I just... I think I'm going to keep you identified with the Peace Corps. I'm not...
Monday.
Because I've got a press conference at 3 o'clock. And it's announced.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the thing I tell them. And I'm just going to say this, that we have a government that's going to be strong, and a government that's going to be secure, and a government's going to be solvent, and a government's going to be compassionate. Now, I've looked over this thing very carefully, and there are going to be several departments involved, but I think that one man is going to have to be special assistant for the president that leads the way and directs it. And I'm going to appoint Sergeant Shriver as a special assistant to the president, and to be the executive head of the poverty program. And I've asked him to work on the details of the message and on perfecting the organization. And this does not mean that he is severing his identification with the Peace Corps. But what capacities he carries on there will be a matter for him to determine, which he will announce at a later date. Now, that gives you both jobs. And it couldn't do anything but please everybody in Tanganyika or Panama, where you're bragging about keeping those people. I don't.
Just when you say does not mean he's serving his connection with the Peace Corps, period. In other words,
all right.
There, because then at least it says right. That he's still the director of the Peace Corps.
All right, all right. And then they say, is he going to handle both jobs? Then what I say?
Well, I think that you can say that if there's anybody that can do it, he can.
All right. I'll do that.
Well, I'm not.
I'll do that. That's a matter for you to determine.
Yes, because I don't want to overemphasize or be just repetitious, but the thing is that the Bill Moyers and Sarge Shriver, really, to 99% of the people abroad with the Peace Corps, are the personal leaders of this operation.
Well, don't you think that they're not damn glad both of them have taken over the White House?
Yeah. They know that nobody ever did that with you there.
I remember one day when I came in here when they had you completely out of the White House and over in the State Department.
I remember. You took care of it.
All right. Well, don't you worry about the people not ever going to get worried when you're going up, my friend, not your friend.
Yes.
And this is not a demotion for you.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. And I think it's terrific that you have the confidence to do it. Just that I wanted to have a little time to work with them.
Well, you've got all the time you got to between now and from here on out. Just go to work with them.
Yeah.
But you're Mr. Poverty, so take it and run with it.
I've been an awful lot of stuff. Well,
you figure out where you get your best people and where you're going to get them and figure out who ought to be on that committee of seven. I would think it ought to be the HEW, Labor, Interior, Agriculture, that's four, U5, Attorney General, six, and maybe Commerce. I don't know. I wouldn't think State or Treasury need anybody on it.
You think that there's got to be this committee?
Well, I think that you've got to have them as an advisory board that you can say the president wants you to do this, and then the head of the agency can make them give you that money that you use.
Because I think, you see, that one of the great things that's made the Peace Corps possible is the fact that we had the authority to run something ourselves.
Well, I'm not going to have any government by committee.
Yeah,
I'm just going to have a cabinet committee that with the power lodged in the executive director, whatever you call him, in your bill. That's where the power is going to be. I don't expect to run the poverty program any more than we advisory committee ran the Peace Corps. But I think you do have to tell the Attorney General that the President has said to you that he wants this done in the field of juvenile delinquency, and I think it has a little more effect than if you just say, I'm executive director and I'd like to see this done.
Yeah, well, I think take the title executive director, that's not very good there.
Well, get it whatever you want to, director or...
Really? I think he's got to have well.
What are you going to call it?
Well, I don't know. I have.
Well, you're the director of the Peace Corps, and you're the director of poverty. You want to call it director of the poverty program?
Well, I was thinking we had a paper. That's why I was.
You've done pretty damn well with this director of the Peace Corps title.
That's right. I tell you, we had an idea, Mr. President. I showed it to Jack when he was alive, of a whole new approach towards getting people interested in doing things for their country, not just the Peace Corps abroad or the domestic Peace Corps at home. but it fits in a lot with what you've got in this poverty program. That's what I really want to come back and propose to you. Come out with a program which includes this, but which is involves people in a very big way, and gives a place for the returning Peace Corps volunteer to come in and work on these local programs as well as help in the financial.
All right, what do you want to call it? What do you want me to say?
To tell you the truth, I don't know because I haven't had.
Well, I'm going to say director I'm going
to
say director until you put it in the bill otherwise. When the bill's drafted, you can put whatever you want to. You can put a executive vice president or anything you want.
That is what I meant. I meant the magnitude, sort of what we were hoping to accomplish with this.
I'm going to say that I'm going to ask you as a special assistant to the president to take over the direction of the poverty program, period. And then you can work out whatever title you want.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Well, I tell you, I would have much preferred to have had 48 hours.
Oh, I know. You've had 48 weeks. You've known this all the time. It's been in every paper in the United States.
I've been away, so I haven't read anything about it until you gave me these things last night. I didn't know beans about it because I've been overseas.
Well, you don't need to know much. You just go ahead and do it. And you've got your Peace Corps now. They can't be mad at you. They're all going to be with you. And besides, you'll have a place for every damn one of them when they come back. You'll have an international Peace Corps, one abroad and one at home.
See, if somebody says to you, boys, you're going to run the Peace Corps, you can say, it seems to me that the returning Peace Corps volunteers are exactly the kind of people that can help in the attack on poverty in this country or something, so that there's some link between these things.
All right, I'll do that.
And now about Bill, is it Bill can come back if we need him?
Well, just as little as you can spare him. I need him more than anybody in the world right here, and you need him here too. He's good for Shriver here.
Well, I agree I know he's very valuable to you, but I just don't want this whole damn thing to go down.
It's not.
I got speaking.
You can find some others. I can't. He'll help you and work with you, and he's on your team. He reports to you.
For example, he couldn't come take on the active direction of this thing while I'm doing the other thing.
Not and run the White House, too, and that's what he's doing now. He's in there writing up what we're going to say on Cyprus, and he's trying to say what we're going to do about this plane that shot down, and he's trying to explain what we had in Panama. No, now, don't go to grade in the White House. Go on and get your own damn talent.
Well, the trouble is, Bill's got three of my people in the White House now.
Well, but they're not people that you have to rely on. Peace Corps, hell, you've got a babysitter for every 10. Christ's sake, if your wife, if the Kennedys had they wouldn't have this fortune if they had as many babysitters as you got in the Peace Corps. You got 10,000 people and you got 1,100 administrators.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad that you're not over in the Congress asking me questions.
Well, that's right. I just say there's not a Kennedy compound that's got a babysitter per 10. And you've got it in the Peace Corps around the world. All right, I'll see you later, and good luck to you, and happy landing.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye.